bizarre feeling will appear in you. The feeling of, oh, you forgot about it. Now I'm talking about it. You could have your coffee. This is, I'm helping you to answer my question. What was that experience?
Awe.
Understanding what it is to feel holiness is respect and attraction hand in hand. You are attracted towards some holy object, subject, person, or place. You like it, but you lay back, you control yourself, you behave differently. This is an experience. You should have this feeling, then go for the next step. The next step is not yours to take. It will happen to Omar, remember? It will happen to that caliph. It will happen to your peer, Murad, whatever. For you, you have to have this experience and be patient. That patience, we know, was a requirement. When Rumi talked about that, be patient. Don't try to rush the things. What else? Third paragraph. When he said there are two things that you should leave behind. First one was looking at the shortcoming. The second one was greed. You want to do it fast, do it like that. Here, the ambassador started to wait patiently. And that patiently stuff is what we are talking about. He needed that experience to be patient. You cannot be patient just by wishing being patient. When could you be patient? When the experience of waiting is not bad, is joyful. Like what? Like waiting for your beloved to arrive. Of course you're impatient, you want it to happen, but it's lovely. Just the waiting by itself is lovely. So this ambassador will feel the intertwining of self-control and attraction. Then it happens. Sneeze. Unvoluntarily he will do something. Omar will wake up. Then what? Omar woke up. What happened?
Then he talked with him about
salam. First salam. He said, first salam, then we'll talk. Means, right at the beginning, we make it clear that we are not opponents. We are not challenging each other to fight each other. We challenge each other to be the best each of us could be. We walk together. This is how this feeling, this compassion could be handed to someone. In the logic, opposition, critics, and the one who claims that knowledge should be able to prove it. Here it's not that way. Here we find someone who is in touch with the source of happiness. And the accompaniment of that someone is the best help you could ever find. Even walking with your peer will transform you. Just that simple. And that was that story. This was the fifth. Then the sixth, the lovely one. Which one was that? The story of love. Loveliest story of Masnavi, parrot, that beautiful parrot in you, which is, let's put the parrot in one phrase. How do you describe the parrot? Who was this parrot? What is that parrot about?
The parrot is a a part of us that has, it's in a sense been captured or imprisoned and is seeking to, knows there's more and is seeking to get out. And
get out for what? Just to get out?
In the sense of knowing that there is more, for seeking his friends.
Exactly. Make it short. The desire in me to seek the accompaniment and friendship of the free parrots. That's the story, right? So it will interpret in me when I want to see where the parrot is. The parrot is the tendency in me. It's a kind of thought, right? What I'm really thinking about. To join the others because I feel bad. I feel encaged here by my merchant. Because that's what it is. My economy is drowning me. Why? Because for the animal, life is that economy. How to find what you want, right? This one is drowning me because me, I love to think that I'm the parrot. The parrot is a part of me instead of thinking that my handmaiden is me, or whatever they ask me, who are you? That this is me, this kind of thought, mind, knowledge, and all that. But love to say, I'm that parrot. Because that's the best part of me. I know it. And that parrot wants only one thing. Out of the cage. Yes, you remembered it perfectly, and that's what this story is all about. And that's the story of love. Love is a tendency in us for joining others. That's what the actual existence of love, the parrot. This parrot is in cage. Doesn't mean that your merchant is a damn bad fellow. Your merchant is a merchant, he's doing his job. Doesn't know it. So your parrot should trick the merchant to do the legwork for the parrot. Huh? And your merchant a lovely note, love letter. Hand it to him. He will read it to other parrots. He will not get it. Your parrot will get it. And when your parrot will die in the cage, the merchant will throw it out. The parrot is free. The merchant is free. The merchant will understand the path. By parrot flying away, the merchant will recognize the path and will follow the path. These were the first six stories. Yes, we are in the middle of the seventh. Seventh is the story of harp player. What is the story about? Let's find the harper in me. I want to recognize this harper. Who is this harper? It's easy. He talked about it a lot. Who remembers the best? Who is this harper?
Part of us that performs for other people.
Part of us who performs for other people, who tries to attract other people. You see what the difference is? This one is sitting down, attracting the others. The parrot wants to fly over to them. This one is sitting down and showing that it's me. Listen to me. The parrot said, no, no, no. You are beautiful. I want to be with you. That's the difference. Right? So, up to here, we hear the story of this harp player. He was young. He had a perfect voice. He had a very good performance.